Hare Krishna. Don't uproot in doubt that which was sown in faith. Suppose a person very carefully sows certain seeds in a garden and then waters them, fences them, and takes care of them so that they grow. And then suddenly, in a fit of rage, a person uproots those very seeds and casts them away and wrecks the garden. And then we may say, why did you do this? Oh, why? If you wanted to cultivate a garden, why did you uproot it like that? And if you didn't want to cultivate the garden, then why did you, if you didn't care for the growth, then why did you first go through all the labor of sowing and gardening and protecting and nourishing? So similarly, the problem which we need to recognize, all of us need to recognize actually, is that we as souls are not beings who are at our own level pure. We are souls who are at our own level conditioned, and being conditioned, Krishna described in the 17th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, which is called as Shraddha Trayabhava Yoga, three divisions of faith. Now that he says Shraddha Mayoyam Purusha Yoya Shraddha Seyasa, that we are all Shraddha Mayoyam, we are all made of our faith, we are all made of faith, and as our faith is, so we become. So now that means faith is something which is innate to us. What we can do is, we cannot remove the component of faith from within us, because it is not a component, it is a core characteristic of who we are. But what we can do is elevate or purify our faith. So an alcoholic has faith, not in God, but in the bottle of alcohol. The alcoholic thinks that, oh, this bottle of alcohol will make me happy. So now what we need to recognize is that we as souls are, we can choose the right kind of faith. So we can choose to direct our faith towards Krishna. And directing our faith towards Krishna means that we focus on the All Pure Supreme. We focus on the One Supreme Being who is the Lord of our heart. And we do those activities which nourish our attraction towards Him. Now, faith, what is faith in the beginning will eventually blossom into selfless love. And that's why in the 9th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna talks about faith. The 12th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, 9th chapter is Raj Vidya Raj Guhya Yoga, 12th chapter is Bhakti Yoga. There also, right in the beginning, first few verses, Krishna talks about faith. So now, if we do the activities which strengthen our faith in Krishna, then, for example, we study scripture, we associate with devotees, we render devotional service to Krishna. By these, we move onwards towards Krishna in a very steady and sustained way. But if somehow we don't let ourselves be directed towards Krishna, if somehow we don't let ourselves focus on Krishna, if we instead do those activities which destroy our faith, for example, if we expose ourselves too much to sensory stimuli, then such exposure increases our faith in the world and the pleasures that the world promises. And actually these promises turn out to be at best anticlimactic. Often they turn out to be terribly false. So when we choose to direct our contemplation, our thoughts and our faith towards worldly objects, then essentially we are uprooting the seeds of our spiritual faith. So Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that Agyascha shraddhadhanascha samshayatma avinashyati nayam lokosti naparo nasukham samshayatmanaha. That those who are doubters, they will get happiness neither in this nor in the next life. So rather than being doubters, we should become choosers of that which nourishes our faith. And even when we have doubts, at that time, rather than uprooting that which was sown in faith, that means rather than rejecting those activities which we had earlier faithfully chosen and cultivated, instead, we can focus on clarifying our doubts by proper association of those who are capable of clarifying our doubts. In that way, we can slowly but steadily move towards Krishna and attain Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.